Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
I can see Jeremy and Al and Steve. I see Nicole and Misty. Are you talking to one more girl right now? All right. And we may have one more slot. But guys first. Jeremy, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Jeremy, 38, been married 18 years and no toys.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
You guys, you're 18 years, you've never used marital aids.
We did back when we were younger, and then kids came. Don't do them anymore.
But you thought, today's a good day to try for one.
Hey, what the hell?
All right. Jeremy's in. Jeremy, stay right there. Al's with us as well. Al, what's your story?
Hey, Johnny. How you doing, man? My name's Al. Been married for 11 years. My wife has a whole array of toys, some glass dildos, silicone, Hitachi wand deal.
See, this is the guy who knows. And you bought them all for, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Al knows.
Oh, yeah.
Al knows. Listen, you want to get in the game, you got to bring the sporting equipment. All right.
That's right.
Jeremy and Al, you stay right there. Let me get Steve. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, 38. I'm married 15 years. Multiple toys, strokers, sleeves, whips, restraints. Lots of marital aid. I'm ready to roll these dice.
I like it when they go whips, restraints. Pokers.
I don't like the whips, but she does. So.
Well, what does she like with the whips? She likes to hit you, or she likes to get hit?
She likes a little bit of spanking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the restraints? Do you let her tie you up?
I'm a little gun-shy about past history, about having my hands cuffed or whatever. So, but if she likes it and it gets us where we're going,
yeah, sure.
Play ball.
I don't let a girl tie me up. I've done too many bad things, man.
Right. I'm not trying to get left for a couple hours to lunch.
Boy, getting left to be what you beg for when she just flips you over on your face and spits on your butt. She's like, remember that time you called my mom a bitch? I'm like, yeah.
Bitch now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Steve. Al, Jeremy, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the Palmer Handheld Ergo Stroker from Palm Tech.
You know it's that time again, baby. You know that I can't wait. Put on some babysitter porn, baby. Oh, there is no debate. Yeah, I've been stroking for so long.
That's right, fellas. The Palmer is ergonomically designed to fit right in your hand. It's contoured inside and out for a powerful finish. The interior is tight enough for friction and contains an ultra-satisfying ribbed inner texture for enhanced pleasure.
It goes right on the tip now. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. Oh, that party sensitive, baby.
I'm done.
You okay there, buddy?
It tickles and hurts.
It's the Palmer Handheld Ergo Stroker from Palm Tech.
And it can be yours if the price is right.
Looks like a goddamn Wii controller. You know those little weed eels? Look like it looks like you popped the top off a ski handle. I got it. Let's see this thing. Oh yeah, it does. I like the way it's got a safety handle, basically for your.
Yeah, so you just put your fingers through it, so you're kind of hands free in a way.
Well, but that's the old joke about men. Yeah. Why is why is it shaped the way it is? Mm-hmm. The head of your penis, mm-hmm. so your hand doesn't slip off and punch you in the face.
From the other room, it looks like brass knuckles for your dong.
Yeah, it really does. Silicone and silicone knuckles for your dong. All right, guys, what would you pay for such an item, Jeremy?
$49.99. Al? I'm going to go with
$30. Finally, Steve.
Sweet, for the win, $54.76.
$54.76, the actual manufacturer suggested retail price is
$33.99.
Guess who's jerking it? Our buddy Al. Al's got it.
All right.
Al's got the palm tech.
All right.
Look at you. All right.
So I don't lose it when I'm going too fast.
That's right. I'm going too fast. All right. Stay right there. Hold on. Good luck. Steve, you sounded so confident when you said 54.76.
I felt like confidence gets me a long way. So mm-hmm. I'm going to keep the chin high and keep on stepping.
Be strong like a lion. Strong like a lion, Steve. All right, you know what? You sound like the kind of guy that would like to go see Tenacious D. I think you'll enjoy it.
I think I would love to see Tenacious D. Right, and the wife likes the big D, so we're good.
You guys, look, everybody's happy. You stay right there. Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy?
Yes.
There you go. I thought you just hung up on me. You were just disappointed.
No.
All right. Listen, I feel bad for you. 18 years you've been married. No sex toys at all. When's the last time you had sex?
A couple days ago.
All right, so that's okay.
Yeah.
And I assume it was with your wife.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, you hold on a second. Hook him up.
Oh, God.
It's a rough world out there, man. I see Tiffany and Nicole and Misty. Tiffany, welcome to the show. Hey, Tiffany.
Good morning, Johnny. I'm 33. I have one rabbit. I have a man in my life.
When you say a man in your life. You were married and now you're single, but you have a boyfriend. I mean,
no, he's my guy. He's my husband.
Are you guys just banging?
Is he what?
Are you guys just having sex and that's kind of it?
No.
All right.
Well, I've known him for 13 years. We've been together for 4.
All right. Tiffany, you stay right there. Nicole is also with us. Hi, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Johnny.
What's your story?
My name's Nicole. I'm 21. My boyfriend and I have been together for about a year.
Hey, Nicole. Nicole, hold on 1 second. Who is running their mouth in the background?
Somebody's radio up.
Like a tin.
Hey, Misty or Tiffany, turn your radio down.
Okay. And it's down.
Tiffany, you can tell, by the way, she's crazy as goddamn. All right, Nicole, there you go. Sorry. Now, what's your story, Nicole? You're 21. You got a boyfriend.
And I have a vibrator and a bullet and a C-ring.
A vibrator, a bullet, and a C-ring. All right. You stay right there. I got to get Misty on as well. Misty.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi. My name is Misty. I'm 42. I've been single for 8 years. And I recently just found 5 dildos in my room.
You found 5 dildos?
5.
Why would...
Are they yours?
They are mine.
But you said I found 5 dildos. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so, well, I moved and I unpacked, and my stuff's been packed up for a little while and in storage, and I came across 5 of them over the weekend.
My God, that's better than bar money, isn't it?
Yeah.
when you go back and you find your pantry doing your laundry?
A lot of batteries yesterday.
Good for you, man. All right, listen. Misty's going to play, Nicole's going to play, and Crazy Tiffany is going to play. So, you know how it works, ladies. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid in case of a 3-way overbid. The closest one will take the item home.
Now for the ladies, our item up for bid, you see, comes to you today from California Exotic Novelties. It's got 10 functions, so you know it aims to please. Yeah, it's the vibrating marvelous lover. Just vibrate that vag, match, and give you lady bits, fits.
put it on your coochie, Marie. You're gonna scream and shout. You know it don't cost much cash to give a good time to your gash. So just place your bid, kid. It's time to rub one out.
The Mini Marvelous Lover will send you spiraling towards orgasmic bliss. Its unique flexibility lets you use this toy as a vivacious vibrator or as a discreet panty pleaser for intense pleasure on the go.
It's made just for her, captivating your cooters. Oh, it can be yours, girls, if the price is right.
All right. By the way, we lost Crazy Tiffany, and now she's back on the phone again. Is that right? Okay, reconnect Crazy Tiffany. Hey, Crazy Tiffany, what are you doing?
I got disconnected. I'm on my way to work.
All right, you kook bird. All right, listen, you're up first. What would you bid for such an item? Like the oh, I don't even bid you. I got to take a look at this.
I don't even know which item it is. So here's a wild guess. I'll go $1.
Are you just talking to yourself? Who are you talking to, you nut job? Look here, wackadoo. Just calm down.
Sit tight and listen. Listen.
Hey, that's all with love. That's with love. Wackadoo is a term of love.
Wackadoo, okay.
All right, you wackadoo. Hey, shh. $1, Johnny. Stop bidding. Stop it. Quit it.
Hold on.
Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up.
Yes, sir.
Put her on hold for a second.
Hi.
She responded like talking to an officer. Yes, sir.
I was like, what are you? I love her. Crazy baby.
Okay, so you just
because I wanted to look at this. This is
interesting.
Yeah, it's a different shape. It's kind of got a stingray shape, like a stingray.
Yeah, a spoon.
And with a handle on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it looks
then,
like a spork.
Which is the on button here?
The bottom one, hold it.
It really looks like a spork.
Yeah, I'm just trying to.
Spork?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's not sharp, I promise you. You're freaking everybody out. Now, like the average guy, we're fumbling with the buttons to figure out how to get the goddamn thing to go on. It's got. That's not bad. And then.
That one, yeah, this one changes.
Oh, the pulsating light's not bad.
Ooh, it's like a heartbeat.
It's
oh
like
boy!
Finger blasted by ET.
It really got his.
There you go.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's not too big. Yeah.
Let's see if you like that.
Jesus
one.
Christ! That's way more powerful than I expected.
Well, there you go. All right, and it's soft.
Very soft. And nice.
Right. Now we can reconnect the kook. Hello, Kooky Tiffany.
Yes.
What would you like to bid for this?
I heard fork, finger bang, and so I'm gonna go off of that, and we'll go
$23.99. All right, Nicole, what would you bid?
$45.99.
And finally, five dildo Misty, what do you bid?
I'm gonna go $69.99.
I see what you did. Let's see if it paid off. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price,
$37.99.
Damn, darn it.
Oh, Kooky Tiffany's going to get a jammed up. Oh, you crazy bitch. That's fantastic, Tiffany. You're the lucky one.
I didn't hear the description, and I still won. I must be lucky.
You certainly are. You certainly are, Tiffany. All right, jam this thing right in your cooter. You have a good day. You stay right there. That's Tiffany's. Nicole, I'm sorry. Nicole, are you still speaking to me, or are you done with me?
No, I'm still here.
All right. All right, hook Nicole up with some tickets, see what she wants to do. And then you, Misty, at least you found the five dildos this weekend.
Yeah, I really wanted that.
I'm sorry.
Dang it.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling. I'm just super disappointed.
Oh, my God, Mom, I'm sorry.
I know. It just ruined my whole Tuesday.
Oh.
I know.
So, look, I apologize. Do we have anything else for her?
I don't know. We might.
You might?
Listen. She can't take more disappointment. He don't.
Oh God.
Either know you don't know. Hold on. Let me just, because you seem like a nice girl, and you're so excited about finding your five dildos.
You know what? You don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Jake.
It was kind of, it got to the point where it was kind of embarrassing, though. Like, so my friend was over. He bought me a dildo a few weeks ago.
He did?
Then I found one in a tote. At my mom's house.
Oh, my.
Then, yeah, right. I thought she threw it away. Then I found two more the Saturday, and then he came by to bring me some dinner, and I found another one.
Jesus
By that
Christ.
Time, I was 50 Shades of Red.
Yeah.
And I had them lined up on my dresser, and I just had to say, quit looking up there. Just quit looking at my dresser.
You put him up there because you know what he loves that.
Like and, trophies.
And by the way, you say a guy brought me dinner and a dildo. Is this a boyfriend or just a guy who wants to be your boyfriend?
No, we're just friends. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. He's stuffing stuff in every hole in your body at this
yeah.
point.
Yeah.
That's the way yeah. to your heart, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's a nice person.
All right. Well, listen, we have some of that Dr. Sadie Allison Tickle Kitty stuff.
Yeah,
extras,
do,
right?
Yeah.
Look, Jake, come here, please. Thank you, Jake. Let me see, Jake. I can't trust T. He gets panicky.
I
weird.
Wouldn't trust T either.
No, he just doesn't. He just says
like things. Dealing with one of my kids. Yes, I'll find her a goddamn dildo.
Yes, but we have the Dr. Sadie, the Tickle Kitty extras, don't we?
Yeah, we've got something. I'll find.
Is
I'll
he shaky because he's taking it all to
he's
dirty party?
He's shaky because some of it might be washed from straight from Sabrina and brought back and repackaged. But that's better than a T-shirt from the show, right? That was.
Oh my God, dude, he's like. He's getting nervous like my brother at child support court.
Yeah. Looking to the left.
I'll get her something. I'll take care of it.
I'll sport the 98.9 t-shirt any day.
All right. We'll get it. We're going to get you something for your vagina.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, then. You stay there, Misty. All right. I'm just trying to make people happy, Nick.
Ooh. You're just trying not to disappoint. I don't think you disappointed.
By the way, you should never, ever be deposed or sit on a stand because when you're guilty, you throw yourself under your own bus. You see that look on his face?
Oh, so fast.
He went, and he couldn't look at anybody in the room. I know you took some of it home.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. Shh. It's one thing to snake the dildos. We've all done it. Don't lie. Don't lie to your old pal John about it. Just best not to talk. That's right.
That's the smartest thing you've said all day.
Mm. I got pretty disappointed when Misty said she was disappointed in me. I'm not yelling. I'm just disappointed. I was like, Mom?
Sit tight.
Mom?
He's got more.
You don't happen to have a big black green one in your collection, do you, Misty?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.